Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The choice of a lawyer is important and shouldn't be based on an ad.
After a serious car accident, people have two questions. Why me and what now? Well, no one knows why you, but I'm Terry Crouppen, and my law firm, Brown & Crouppen, sure can help with the what now. Car repairs, medical bills, lost wages, pain and suffering. We're Brown & Crouppen, and we've got all those answers. All you have to do is call. 222-2222.
At Home Equity Now to get caught up on bills and just to get through the month. And that's why the Home Equity line of credit is a perfect product. Visit thehomeloanexpert.com.
Okay. Hot takes.
Yeah.
Pepperoncini. Pepperoncini.
And now the Pepperoncini Show with Darren Atkins and Ken Stroh. All right, take it, fellas.
There it is. That's the open.
Pepperoncini.
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 We don't know what it is. We don't understand the name. We just know it's stupid. And it's available every weekday, featuring Iggy and the Plowboy. Apparently it's some kind of a podcast or something. Available at TMASTL.com and on the TMASTL mobile app. Whatever. Live from the Michelob Ultra Studios, KPNT-FM HD2, Collinsville, St. Louis. This is TMA All Day.
Rise and shine, St. Louis. It's the Ryan Kelly Morning After on KPNT-FM HD2, Collinsville, St. Louis. At the Morning After STL on YouTube and on TMASTL.com. With Tim McKernan, Doug Vaughn, Iggy Strode, The Plowboy, and Action Jackson.
707 in St. Louis, you're listening to the Ryan Kelly Morning After. It's the Mungan S. St. Louis Acura Alton Toyota 7 o'clock hour as we broadcast from the Michelob Ultra Studios. Timothy Michael McKernan, Douglas Sullivan Vaughn, Kenneth Iggy Stroh, the Plowhawk, Jack and Jackson with you here on the program. Text in, friends, Engineer Design Facilities, text in box 314-881-TMA5. Call in the Steve Schmidt Key of North County phone lines, 636-9004-TMA, or email in for our design, air, heating, and cooling email of the day. And now, TMASTL.com, as the retired Air Marshal and Mr. Licks say they both should be the Milagro Tequila Listener of the Month. You can sign up, and then we will vote in a Jamaican papal conclave next week.
Well, we have the tall, pointy hats.
That's right. That's right.
And send out white smoke when we've reached a decision.
That's right. That's right.
Okay. That'll be fun.
Milagro Tequila, sponsor of our Listener of the Month, and you can sign up, TMASTL.com. Come on in. The water is warm. Plus, we're just giving things away here via the TMASTL app. Download that. It's easy as pie. Plus, it's the bee's knees. And you can listen to the show and segments anytime you want. TMASTL app. App contest to win tickets to the St. Louis Golf Expo. That's February 3rd through the 5th at the St. Charles Convention Center. And then an app contest to win tickets to the Sunday Metallica show. Single day tickets for Metallica's M72 World Tour. Those are being given away via the TMASTL app. Sign up, download. It's wonderful. And Doug, snow is coming.
I know.
How do we handle it?
Up to 6 inches, I'm hearing.
8 inches is what I was seeing
really?
This morning.
How is that even possible?
What do you mean, how is that possible, Plowhook?
I looked at my weather, I think, the other day. I don't remember that.
You don't remember snow in the forecast?
I don't remember that being the case.
Oh, we're going to get it. We're going to get hit. Sure we are. Oh, absolutely we are, yeah.
Well, we should figure out how bad it's going to be.
Doug, we should figure out how bad it's going to be.
Well, we have a guy right here who should know with the Strodecast.
Iggy, what do you have?
Well, I mentioned yesterday a dusting.
Okay.
Well, this ain't no dust.
You going to hang with that?
Yeah. Now, if you live east of here in Podunk, Missouri, or west of here in...
East of here. Most of east of here is
Grasshopper Hills, right. Missouri, wherever. St. Louis, no, not so much.
We're not going to get any snow.
I didn't say any. I said dusting.
And how much
do you consider
dusting?
4 inches of dusting?
No.
So that would be greater than a dusting.
About an inch.
Ooh, sneezins. Pleasins. Ooh, sneezins.
Just an inch.
About an inch.
And this is based on science?
A lot of our listeners are familiar with an inch.
Mm.
Oh. Well,
In Iggy's defense, it looks to be accurate on that.
And Iggy is correct on the dusting?
Maybe not the dust. I don't know. Our definitions are different. But
they don't know either.
It's certainly
they don't know either.
It's certainly the eastern portion of Missouri. You know, kind of Sullivan in between Bontier, Farmington area.
That's where they're going to get hit
the
hardest?
It looks like that's where the warning, winter storm warning is.
Most of the big snow goes where most of the tornadoes go.
Is that right?
Out there in those counties that you never heard of. You know, when they flash the tornado warning, you never see St. Louis. Always Boone County and Macoupin County.
Doug, you had a tornado in your backyard.
Sure did. Well, it usually happens in areas where there isn't much going on because that's most of the landmass is small towns, farmland, not much going on.
I get that.
The cities only account for a small percentage of the land taken.
Yeah,
up.
If you live in Macoupin, I mean...
Macoupin gets everything.
Come for the tornado, stay for the pancakes.
Mm. Just a quick reminder that Ken Strode Earhart said, dusting if that. That's from Beer Cat, so he wants that submitted on the record.
Yeah, okay. He said that. And 1 inch would be a dusting. It's not, you can barely see it.
4 inches, you would have to acknowledge you may have been off with your model.
Yeah, 3 inches, I'd say I'd be off with my model.
Okay, well, there you go, Doug. This guy's putting it down here.
And you seem pretty confident about it. This is all based on science, right?
As confident as the professionals are.
Upload the golf video, you old bag of bones.
Why won't you do that?
Look, if I knew how to edit all that stuff back there, I'd go back there and take it off of Joey's hands. I don't know how. I mean, just watching him do it, there's no way I could learn this. I mean, he's got 9 screens open. He's dragging stuff everywhere, pushing stuff together, splicing. I couldn't do that.
Oh.
And it's not my job anyway, so.
Well, if you could just upload it, it would be appreciated.
Well, I'd have nothing to do with that.
Okay.
Tim, can you spank Jackson on the air for not posting the show on Spotify in a timely fashion yesterday? Jackson, come in here and get your spanking.
I don't want to be spanked.
Yeah, put that off.
Yeah, wait till next week.
Now, what's that supposed to mean?
I got a feeling Lisa Ann will spank him.
I don't want to be spanked.
No.
Well, do I have a say in it?
Yeah, you should. Unless you've been naughty.
Clip that off.
How many suitcases you bring? Because I think you're going to get like a little corner of a drawer for your...
One. Yeah. How many suitcases does one bring for a 4-day trip?
Well, I saw Lisa Ann when she was in Vegas for 4 days. She brought 6 suitcases.
Oh, is that right? Wow.
She did a time lapse of her checking into her room and her 6 suitcases. So I don't know how much room you're going to have for your clothes.
Well, she had to make a lot of appearances there, no doubt. Different parties and galas.
Yeah, you're right. You know about the avians.
No, I just assume that that's what's going on in Vegas if she goes.
Well, I think she'll probably change her wardrobe quite a bit here, too.
How about you? You'd put your closet up against anyone's.
No, I had to do laundry yesterday because I didn't have any shorts clean, so I had to do that.
Huh. Well, you got through it all right?
Doesn't look like it based on the facial reaction. It looked like a painful afternoon.
It was a day that's... I mean, none of these people in there had their fob thing.
Right.
We have to now get this little red, it's like a little red piece of plastic you have to wave in front of the thing, not like a card. And all these people are coming, how do we get in? Well, go get a fob card. Can you let me in? God, it defeats the purpose. Because people are coming here that don't live here and doing their laundry and stealing laundry.
Really?
So the whole point of this fob card is you don't have one, you don't live here. I must have let 10 people in yesterday.
Well, who would take their laundry to an apartment complex?
I don't know.
You still got to pay. Do you have to pay for it? You still pay, don't you?
Yeah. I don't know why they would.
Seems like a hassle.
Anyway, it was a disaster yesterday.
Your thoughts on Iggy's disaster? Call in. Steve Schmidt, Kia North County phone lines. 636-9004. I mean, we're going to do a press conference Tuesday here. So people get to call in and they get to ask questions. Doug, sometimes you will take questions. Most of the time you
prefer
just issue a statement of some kind. 636-9004-TMA. You can also text in Engineer Design Facilities. Text inbox 314-881-TMA5. Engineer Design Facilities, sponsor of the text inbox. EDF.com. That's Engineered Design Facilities, sponsor of our text inbox, and you can contact them if you have visibility to your company or place of business's fire alarm security system, then you can be a friend of the feather and support the sponsors. That's Engineered Design Facilities. Email at fire@edf-rg.com or go online at edf-rg.com, the official commercial fire alarm services and solutions provider of TMA. EDF's Fire Division now testing, inspecting, and maintaining the fire system on all commercial kitchen and restaurant hoods. It's engineer-designed facilities. Jackson and I... Jackson, can we do QFTA today?
So I have a meeting at 11:30.
Oh. Board meeting?
No. Yeah, good and bad, goodandbad.com is doing a cash call. No, it's for our podcast software thing.
It's for our podcast software.
Yeah.
Who are you meeting with?
It's a Zoom meeting. Everybody who uploads podcasts is on it. So I don't know how long it's going to take, but once I'm done with that, I'm good to go.
All right. Everybody, who uploads podcasts here?
Any
almost
producer?
Nobody.
All the producers. Like anyone, all the producers were asked to hop on.
So
this.
Like Rocchio,
Marshy Marsh, T. Diddy.
Doug, watch this.
P. Diddy. P. Diddy.
Who uploads the Riz Show?
Probably Moon, if I had to guess. Maybe King Scott.
Well, you named two of the three.
Yeah, so I'd say I think that's a good, I think I safely covered it. Yeah.
Nice.
Wish someone would upload the golf video.
Maybe Joey will be on the Zoom call. You can jump in there and talk to him.
All right.
Look, I don't know what to tell you.
No. About what? The laundry?
The golf video. I don't know. It's
probably accidentally deleted.
Oh, God.
Probably.
Redo it.
I feel bad every time I see Joey. Every time this is brought up, then I see Joey later in the afternoon. People are asking about the golf podcast, and he tells me what's going on with 9 different station things he's got to do, and we're low priority.
He's a busy guy. Busy
guy. He is. He does everything. Yep. Him and Jake do everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll get to it.
Well, if we could give him a hand, it'd probably be nice. If you could go in there and edit a little bit.
Well, we'll have a lot of content from Jamaica. Maybe it'll make up for you missing the golf videos for a while.
Hmm. Yep. What sort of videos are you going to shoot?
Yeah, what are you going to do?
I'm not.
Oh.
I'm sure.
We were told we had to.
Told we had to do what?
We were told to
upload all kinds of stuff to social media.
Yeah. I think Jesse's going to do a bunch of the filming.
So she's doing that and we don't have to?
And those will be done by Christmas?
I mean, you can put up there what you want. Like, if I take a nice picture of the sunset, I will tag Sandals Ocho Rios and tag the resort and do all that, but I'm not...
American Airlines, don't forget them.
Already packed.
Did you really?
Packed.
Oh, I'm good. I'm packed up, ready to go.
Nobody packs 5 days ahead of time.
It's pretty impressive, Plow.
Well, I mean, it's 20 degrees here, and I'm packing for 80 degrees, so it's pretty easy to pack things that I don't wear on a weekly basis.
You pack any sarongs?
Nothing scandalous yet. It's just standard issued stuff, but I'll have to still pack toiletries the day of. But
then what do you do when you got 4 more days to use your toiletries here?
Well, I know. I'm going to pack them up the day we leave.
Like about 3 in the morning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, those aren't packed up, but the clothes are. One less thing to worry about. Yeah.
It'll take me 10 minutes to pack.
When the hell do you see Joey in the afternoon? You're back at your hovel by 10:15. It's from the old Appleton stepdad out on the rocking chair just waiting for the snow.
All right, late morning. How about that?
Old Appleton stepdad always fires one shot during the day.
He does.
It's kind of a drive-by, then we don't hear from him again. One good shot.
I'll be living in a box next to the Tums building after my sponsorship of the golf video. Thanks for nothing, Gino. Finish the effing video. It's from Steve in Wildwood.
Gosh.
Maybe he should leave a mic drop on 101 about it.
He wants that video. He wants his sponsorship ad to play.
Can someone upload the Bill Wagner interview already? That's from fan page club champion Aunt Peg.
It's Bob Wagner.
I added it yesterday, and if Plowsy wants to use it for a best of, it's in there. Just something extra. And I also interviewed Johnny Weir.
Nice.
And I edited Bruce Jenner, formerly Bruce Jenner.
Harrison's brother Master says he's coming in peace this morning. This is a change for him, Doug. This guy, Jackson, he's on your Mount Rushmore, right?
You better believe
it. He's usually a cocklebur in your saddle.
He says, guys, I come to you in peace this morning. I'm 100% simply trying to help this great program. We absolutely, and then he puts it in caps, have to fix Ken's breathing.
Oh.
It's horrendous.
Oh, he's crestfallen.
There is zero chance the production staff doesn't hear this.
Well, we
don't. Please fix it. Thank you. That's from Harrison's Brother Master.
If we did hear it, we would make fun of it more, but we don't hear it.
Give me those hats over there.
Hats for bats.
Oh, no.
What hats?
Oh, yeah. We're going back to the
stocking cap.
Okay.
We're going to go.
It's going to look great for Doug. Doug, you have two sound stories today, don't you?
I do.
Twin Bill.
10:30 and 12.
How do you do?
Busman special.
Let's play two.
If you're interested in a sound story, Friends of the Feather, mysoundstory.com. Doug's available. I'm available. Jackson's a hot little dish himself, along with John Hewlett, Learn, Randy Character. And Courtney Landrum did her first this past Friday. There's the microphone two. And then Riz and Moon are available. So that's a three-rap shoot on the mic.
Right.
So Harrison's brother Master, Iggy has taken steps to help the breathing.
I wonder if his voice will even be able to be heard through all that material.
Can you hear me?
Nurse?
Yeah.
There you go.
Okay, well, that should fix it.
To be honest, the breathing is much worse when listened to on the YouTube feed compared to the radio. It's from the 636. Who listens on the radio? Be curious.
It's hard to find.
Well, not bad. It's not necessarily hard to find. It's just I would think at this point most people listen using their phone. Most younger people, anyway, listen using their phone. Does anybody do anything? I'm confused. Conference room at break. Tell Siggy CPAP. We'll be traveling to Jamaica. Ridiculous. That's from the management. DBA, my dreams are bisexual / Viking cheerleader / you can't have a mother if you're not married. HD2 equals no aux.
I had no idea what any of that meant.
We got to take at least one of those stocking caps off.
We're having an issue with the audio level.
Is it really muffled?
It's super muffled.
Oh, at least one has got to go there, Ken.
Maybe two.
Yeah, I'll take them all. I don't really give a crap about
it. Okay. There you go. Just don't be crestfallen.
That's better.
Okay. Then he just threw them.
Oh, boy. Like, we're off to a bad start.
Don't let these people get you down.
I'm just tired of hearing it every day.
That's part of the gag.
From one or two people.
They're going to say that whether they hear anything or not.
Well, it's just stupid.
All right. But you shouldn't be called Siggy CPAP.
I don't even use a CPAP.
I have to. I know.
Of course, I don't know if I snore or not.
It's a combination of the two of us, I guess, Siggy CPAP.
I'm an Oople eligible, says I listen to the radio on my 40-minute commute to work. There you go. How about that? I'm sure some people do.
Yeah. That's really the only way I listen to
That's interesting.
Radio shows is on the radio. I guess it's a generational thing.
Yeah, I guess it is, because I'm listening to almost exclusively podcasts when I'm driving around or working out. Sometimes when I'm just at home working, it's on in the background. And I really like watching YouTube interviews. If KG and O-Town does wind up working here full-time, I would love to be able to do that with the podcasts and have video for the podcasts as well.
Well, sure. Yeah. He's quite an up-and-comer, this guy.
Oh, he's being trained on Thursday by the Plowhawk, is that correct?
Yep.
There you go.
I kind of hope he comes in, like, when I come in. Well, not that early, but, like, maybe come in here at, like, 6:15 so we can...
knock out some of it early.
Well, it's easier to train somebody, like, instead of showing them how to run the board in the afternoon, it's probably best to show him exactly how I get ready for...
I concur, Plowhawk.
I think it's just easy.
He's an early riser. He'd be willing to...
No. I need a text with him. So, yeah, he'll be here training it up and... not sure if we've discussed how we're going to put it on the app and our podcast. Who's going to load it
up? I'll take care of that. Don't worry about that.
I didn't know if we could do any of that remote.
We'll be good.
How about you just simply move your mouth back from the microphone? It's true. The breathing is real.
Oh.
You see where I'm at right now?
Doug, do you see it?
Yeah. He's about the same place everyone else is.
No, when I talk, I go like this. When I'm not talking, I'm like this.
Is that right? You move? I just sit here. But do you move, Doug, throughout when you're talking?
Not a lot. I don't think that usually.
Great idea, Tim. You always have great ideas. That's from KG in O-Town.
Gosh.
I'll be there bright and early, boo. That's from KG in O-Town, so I guess I'll be there bright and early, Plowhawk.
Mm-hmm.
Word up. That works for me. A lot easier.
Word up. That just means okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe KG in O-Town can also take care of the golf videos when he's in this week. It's from the 573.
Well, clearly he can edit video.
I guess Mr. Licks went to his Starbucks in Festus. I swear he said Frontenac Starbucks. I'm here with my lawyers and accountants to go over personal balance sheets.
Oh.
Morrison Woods Wacko. So they're having a meeting today to compare balance sheets at the Frontenac Starbucks.
Yeah, that's where you do it. You wouldn't do it in an office somewhere. Who compares balance sheets anyway?
We ought to have a tournament of balance sheets on the show, the listeners.
Yeah. Who do you think would win?
I mean, whoever posts the most on the fan page.
I guess Biff would be right up there.
I would venture to guess he has no balance sheets.
Oh, I think he does.
I would bet heavily he does. Mm-hmm. I listen on the app and I don't hear any breathing. Don't let these dork fats get to you, Iggy. That's from Who's Your Daddy?
Right.
There you go. There you go. The support is there.
And certainly don't be crestfallen.
I'm not crestfallen. I'm just tired of the same shtick.
Mm.
Well, is it a shtick or is it real? That's the question.
I don't know, but it just gets annoying.
But if it's real, then it's something we need to tend to. It's not personal.
I've been talking, saying it for a year, so we've tended to nothing.
But this Siggy CPAP line, that really dug deep. They got both of us.
Siggy CPAP. Mr. Licks has issued a response. I guess this is actually going to happen. If you're really there, I will be there in 60 seconds, bitch. I live right down the street, and I don't want internally prepared financials. I want an audit from PwC. No goodwill or intangible value crap. That's from Mr. Licks.
PwC, is that Price Waterhouse? What's the C for?
Cooper.
All right, well, go and take a picture of you standing in Starbucks.
That would be the greatest if they did this.
How many people care?
It's only become the TMA fan page banner. Two guys with some balance sheets and lawyers. Coffee shop.
Yeah, let's see. You're sitting there in the background. There'd be three guys on a laptop writing their screenplay. And then you'd post a picture of you with all of your spreadsheets sitting there.
A lot of screenplays get written there?
Well, they act like they're working on that.
Oh.
Doing some good writing today, Bill?
All right.
Yeah, I am. Okay. Another coffee? Just act like they're important.
Aren't those places like where you're most likely to get hacked when you share public Wi-Fi in a place like that? That's what I've read. That the hackers know that people are using the public Wi-Fi places like that, and that's where they get you.
There's a lot of hacking going on.
Oh, yeah.
I get so many videos, and it's always the same one. Hey, did you see who died? I think you know them.
Yeah.
Like six times.
That's a virus.
I don't click on it, but...
And they steal other people's names and send them to you. So you think you're getting a message from one of your friends.
Yeah, they've been hacked.
Yeah.
So when I see it, I will delete it, but then I will reach out to that person with a message and say, I think you've been hacked.
Yeah.
Whether they see it or not, I don't know, because they've been hacked. You had nothing better to do with your life than to try and steal people's Facebook
stuff. Yeah, really.
I wonder what it pays.
They must get something out of it, or they wouldn't keep doing it.
I'd talk dirty to a bunch of losers for, a good amount of money.
You'd talk dirty to them?
Well, like, kind of what Iggy runs into and what Larry runs into, too, is girls messaging and they're like bots.
Yeah, Sometimes they get right to it. They say, have you heard about the new program, such and such? They just get right to it. Does anyone fall for that? Anybody?
They didn't even try to butter you up.
No.
Well, it's not, I don't know. I was at the laundromat yesterday. I told this girl, and I don't know what happened, but she was very attractive. There was one attractive girl in there, and she was using the big washing machine
thing. Well, sure she was.
And she kept throwing money in there, and it wouldn't go. So she put a note up there that said, I put so much money in here, it did not work, and she put her phone number down there.
Uh-oh.
And then I saw, like, three dudes walk over and start writing it down. So I actually called her, and I said, just to let you know.
So you wrote it down as well.
No, it was sitting right there, so I called her while I was looking at it. And I said, just to let you know, there were, like, three dudes that just wrote your phone number down after you put it up in the laundromat, so... Just be careful if you open anything you don't know from, because there'll probably be some D-pics in there.
Oh.
Hello, Vivian?
Was her name Vivian?
I don't know what her name
is. No. Did you have a nice conversation with her?
No, I just said.
You left a message.
I just said, I saw your message on the washing machine. I just want to let you know there were three guys that walked up and all wrote down your phone number. So be careful.
Okay, four counting you.
Well, I just was warning her. I didn't write it down. I called it while I was looking at it.
All right.
I guarantee you, two of them send D pics.
Well, why would you? How could you guarantee that?
Why are they writing down her number?
Well, sometimes you might write down just to say, hi, I saw you in the laundromat. It doesn't necessarily have to go to a D pic, does it?
I think that's where it'll go.
Just immediately?
You think those guys are going to start
I saw
up
the dude. I saw the dudes. I think they're D pic guys.
Hmm. How can you tell?
Doug.
I can tell.
You can tell exactly.
That's the first move? If you're really interested in a girl, that's the first thing you do?
They didn't talk to her.
I know what they saw.
She was very attractive, which is unusual. I don't see many in the laundromat. I didn't talk to her.
Well,
I was trying to find soap to steal.
You find any?
No, there were too many people in there.
Oh.
Doug has put up a Gallup poll on the TMA fan page on Facebook. Come on in and join. Do you hear the breathing while listening to TMA?
Okay. Uh-oh.
He's in full crest.
Full crest.
Full crest. No, I mean, you think people are going to take it seriously? The people that can't stand me or don't like me or want to cause crap will vote yes. Then you'll have 50 on there, and then you'll go talk to somebody and say, can we fix this mic? 50 people say they hear breathing, and probably one of them do.
My guess is half of the yeses Iggy has blocked.
Yeah. Jackson, you see the text inbox, correct? It's Engineering Design Facilities.
Yeah.
Have you been reading it this morning?
Yep.
Okay, so therefore, I know you don't see it, Iggy, you don't see it, Doug, you don't see it. Pollock, do you have it up?
No, I kind of wish I did, but I don't know the new login, so there's no.
The reason I'm doing it is I would say that a number of numbers who aren't necessarily usual texters have texted in after the discussion saying, it's absolutely real, I love Iggy, but it absolutely is real. So it's not necessarily like a bit, so to speak, or a sketch for that point. And then, therefore, I would like to see if there is a way to tend to it.
Yeah, we can, if it is, in fact, people, you know, not playing a shtick, then we can get it taken care of.
Yeah, maybe I just won't breathe.
No, that, we'll make sure that you can still receive oxygen and blow out carbon dioxide.
Doug, is it carbon dioxide?
Yeah.
You exhale carbon dioxide, you inhale oxygen. Mm. We'll make sure that you're still able to get oxygen, but just that the mic won't pick it up.
So go vote on the Gallup poll or give your explanation in the thread. It's on the TMA fan page.
Oh, man. Yeses are whooping.
Yeah, well, of course they are.
To be perfectly honest, I've heard it before, but I haven't heard it in a while. I have heard it before.
I have never heard it.
I don't hear it either. That's why it's not something that we can, like, I mean, but we want to fix it if it's an issue for the audience. I mean, it's just something.
And if I'm remembering correctly about when I did hear it, it wasn't inhale I was hearing, it was the exhale I was hearing.
Well, I do a lot of sighing on the show, so maybe that's what you hear.
Very good.
Oh, you got so many of these yeses blocked. I can just tell when I look at your block.
Plowhawk, you're doing a sample on the voters?
Oh, yeah.
The exit polls?
I've noticed eight that I know Iggy has blocked.
Manistar and a few other
ones. Usual suspects in
blocking?
Well, he's either got everybody blocked or who he doesn't have blocked, they have him blocked. I don't know how he has any. I don't even know why he's on Facebook.
I don't think he's on there anymore.
I think he is. Because somebody, every once in a while, if I see a thread about me and there's 13 comments and I see one.
No, he's not on the page anymore, Iggy.
Really? Yeah. Somebody said Manistar made 5 comments out of the 13 you're missing. So.
Well, I just typed in the members of the page and the admin back end, and he is no longer on there.
He's taking a cleanse.
He's taking a cleanse.
We probably didn't see
colonic.
Anything. I mean, he's got half the page blocked and the other half has him blocked, so he can't see anything anyway. I don't know why
so much blocking.
So basically the fan page is him
was empty.
Talking
yeah.
to him.
Why would he be on there?
I love the fan page.
Do you?
I'm obsessed with this GD show and having my Sally tossed. I never notice it or hear it on HD2, podcast, etc. That's from the recovering alcoholic from Belleville and Webster Groves. Meanwhile, Josh, Bob, Bill, Doug, and he's down in Tampa, I believe, says the breathing is real. It's hard to ignore.
Really?
So that's the thing. It's interesting that some people hear it and some people don't.
Well, maybe some of you people are deaf and you turn your YouTube all the way up and you hear everything.
You think that's what it is?
Well, when I watch ASMR videos, and it's say it's a haircut one, so you want to hear the clipping of the scissors.
Clip, clip, clip.
So I turn it up, and you can hear the girl breathing. Now I'm going to cut your bangs. You hear it because you're so close to the mic and you got it all the way up.
Well, sure.
If I turned it down normal, I wouldn't hear that, but then I wouldn't hear the clippers. So how about you turn your YouTube volume
down? Okay, here we go. Here we go.
Clean out your ears.
Yep. Just put it on mute.
You know, get an ear cleaning. I got one. When did I get one? Last Wednesday I got one.
Mr. Licks has what might be a solution here. He says, it'll be interesting when you guys are in Jamaica. If you can still hear the breathing there, it's an Iggy problem. If you can't, then it's a studio mic problem. Mr. Licks, how about that?
Yeah.
This Mr. Licks.
Boy.
Right in the middle of this balance sheet showdown at the front next Starbucks.
We'll go back and listen to a TMA Live, see if you hear it.
I think it'd probably be a lot easier to use somebody else's mic in this studio than judge a remote broadcast in another country.
Plowhawk right there, and he's not even part of the balance.
Well, possible wind is a factor.
Yeah, I mean, you're just talking about a lot of factors. It could be the best mic in the world, and you're still going to know that you're on remote outside.
Yeah.
And there'll be like six mics open, so how would you know it's mine?
No one else gets accused of breathing into the mic because no other person on the dais is mouth-effing the mic like Iggy is. That's from Uncle Dad.
Mm.
Mm. You like the name Uncle Dad.
I don't really like it.
It raises more questions than answers.
Yeah, it does.
Well, you would know about mouth effing.
Oh. Mm. Oh. Uncle Dad.
It is real. Mm. I mean, the guy has smoked for 60 years. I love Iggy, but it's true. That's from Steven Wildwood, and he won Caller of the Year?
I believe he did. Yeah. And then... tried hard to sponsor the golf video. We took his check, I think.
Oh, yeah, check cleared.
Yeah. About the video, well, we just don't know.
That's the answer.
Mm-hmm.
Doug, could you tell us about our title sponsor, whose name is Ryan Kelly?
Well, we do know about him. Everybody's been hit hard by inflation. Ryan Kelly has a program to help you through it if you're looking to buy a house. If high interest rates are keeping you on the sidelines in a search for a home, the Inflation Deflation Program from Ryan Kelly, the home loan expert, will put you right back in the game. After you're pre-approved with the home loan expert, they will enroll you in their interest rate rewind program. That means your interest rate will be 2 full points lower than today's rate for the first year of your loan, and then 1 point lower in year two. And after that, your interest rate will then adjust to today's current rate. Once you close on your new home with Ryan Kelly's team, you'll be enrolled in the VIP refi program. That way, when interest rates drop, and they will drop, the home loan expert team will refinance your loan to the new lower rate with no fees. All you have to do is make 6 months of payments after your closing, and you can get locked in at that lower rate. Now, that is some VIP service. Find out more about the Inflation Deflation Program at thehomeloanexpert.com. Thank you, Ryan Kelly. Thank you, Sir Mortgage.
Ryan Kelly, title sponsor of this award-winning radio program. Munganess is the sponsor of our 7 o'clock hour in Daily Fantasy Sports Showdown. We're going to have to do it tomorrow, the Daily Fantasy Sports Showdown. Doug, ball's in the air tomorrow. Not Thursday.
Really?
Yeah, they don't want to go up against the AFC NFC Championship. So Torrey Pines plays Wednesday to Saturday.
Well, that makes sense.
Yeah. Munganess, stlouisacura.com, altontoyota.com. They have a secret number for our listeners.
Yeah.
You have the number?
314-252-0029.
That's right. And what you're going to do there, you can either call or text, and you're communicating directly with Jamie Burkhardt, general manager, Clayton Patterson, or Peter Munganest, and now you have an official in.
It's a line that gets you straight to the Muckety Mucks.
The Muckety Mucks!
And they've got me in a Toyota Highlander right now. Gosh, I love that SUV. Oh, it's wonderful.
They're the best.
Got the third row back seat. Yeah.
Go online, shopping there, stlouisacura.com, altontoyota.com, or you can call the secret number, or text the secret number. Now you're texting directly with them. What's that number again?
314-252-0029.
There it is. Munganess, St. Louis Acura, Alton Toyota. Sponsor of the 7 o'clock hour and the Daily Fantasy Sports Show here on the Ryan Kelly Morning After, along with being the official HVAC provider of TMA and the Tim McKernan Show podcast. Send your emails in for today's taping of the Tim McKernan Show podcast, QFTA. Questions, comments, erotic stories, fantasies. What are your fantasies?
Mm.
Send them in and let me and Jackson read them and get turned on as we're in tight quarters. Yeah. It's effing naughty. I like it a lot. I like doing my podcast because I get turned on.
Really? By your own voice?
Mm-hmm. I like being there with a young boy and reading dirty stories from older men.
Oh.
That's my podcast. Oh. That's why I went to journalism school.
Yeah. A lot of us wonder why we went to journalism school. I guess at least you have an answer.
I'm a huge Iggy fan. I've heard the breathing, and it 100% is coming from Iggy's microphone. Mm. Now, whether it's a microphone issue or Iggy's potential heavy breathing, I don't know. Regardless, never change, Iggy. That's from Scott's wrinkled ball sack, not from his wife, though.
Well,
not.
It is the mic. I mean, we've explained this.
So then what if I sat where Iggy sat and he sat where I sat, Doug? Maybe then we could have, would that be a placebo?
I guess it could be. Or we could take this mic and plug it into Iggy's, just straight out the mic.
No, I do not want to use mic 5. Mic 5 does not, it doesn't do it for me. And I just think you're going to deal with the same problems because you switch mics and somebody else is going to, I mean, it's, look at where everybody else is on the board compared to Iggy. I mean, this is Iggy. Like, yeah. He's barely above half and everybody else in jacked up. So it's definitely his mic. I'm not saying he doesn't breathe, but we all breathe.
Ew.
Oh, Doug.
What?
Hey, Tim, I'm a single 25-year-old girl, and I love Iggy breathing.
Mm.
I wish he would breathe on my neck.
Oh.
I have 10 other friends just like me that feel the same way.
Really?
All attracted to Iggy that have no self-awareness or self-control. It's from the 314.
Hi, Bill.
Oh, you think that was Bill?
Jackson, was that Joey that just walked by?
Was that Joey that just walked by? I do not know.
Cave.
I was going to go grab him, bring him in.
Oh, I wouldn't do
that. I don't think that would be a good idea. No. I don't think that would be fair.
Well, he could just tell us what's going on. He tells me what's going on, so and I pass
I wouldn't
along.
Put somebody on Front Street.
Front Street.
You like that?
I kind of like it.
I like that a lot.
That's a good one, right? Yeah.
Doug, Blues and Sabres tonight, but the news of the day yesterday, Aaron Goldsmith, WDs from the field, and now the Cardinal television voice, Chip Carey. Aaron Goldsmith last night going to the Twitter tweets and saying, I was fortunate to grow up on St. Louis Cardinal baseball. It will always be extremely special to me, but after 10 years, I've found a new home. Seattle is where I'm supposed to be, and calling Mariners baseball is what I love to do. Thank you all from the bottom of my heart. And then the second tweet was, and thank you to the Cardinals for allowing me to use this to leverage it into a 35% increase and a 5-year deal. He didn't say that, but that's what that was. It's in the second part of the tweet. So I tipped my cap to him on that.
Yeah, good for him. 10 years is a long time to be in a new city. You could see how he could feel like he's just as much a Seattle guy as a St. Louis guy now, spending that much time there, having the success that he's had. The whole thing just makes me sad because I like Dan McLaughlin so much, and I hate what happened to him. It just makes me sad. I think Chip Carey is a great, great hire, about as seamless and comfortable a hire as you could have. A guy who's got a track record of success. Again, he's from here, and that seems to matter a lot to people from St. Louis. He's extremely talented. He's extremely professional. He'll be terrific. I think they did as good as they possibly could have done.
And there was a fake Chip Carey Twitter account that got 660 followers in a matter of hours. It wasn't even him.
Really?
Yeah, people were thanking him and congratulating him. You're going to love the city.
I'm a little surprised he would come.
I'm shocked, too.
I mean, he's been in Atlanta a long time. It's probably a better team, much bigger, more thriving city. He's been out of St. Louis for years.
Went to Parkway West.
Yeah. I'm kind of surprised that he took the job, but I guess that speaks as to how valuable that job is in the eyes of people in the business.
Yeah, my guess, because we don't know. I mean, we don't know the terms, and I'm obviously joking about the Aaron Goldsmith thing, but he is, I mean, Mariners fans were really concerned he was going to leave. That was God bless, good for him.
Yeah.
And so I think the Mariners made sure that that didn't happen, and so he withdrew, and then also it could just be a preference, and good for him. I mean, he's comfortable there. I don't know what his family situation is. I mean, he interned at KFNS, but it's not like I know him, or have any. I haven't had contact with him since he was on our show like 7 years ago. But anyway, if Chip Carey's contract was coming up next year, and the Braves were like, "Well, we don't want to go beyond X number of years," and the Cardinals were saying, "We'll do, you know, this number of years," that may give him. Because I would guess at this point, you know, an increase of 10%, you know, that's not why somebody at 56, 7 years old jumps, I don't think. I mean, it depends on what your situation is. He has had a very successful career. So the comfort level, the Cardinals ambition to have him be the guy. And I'm sure the personal element of having his grandfather as the voice of the Cardinals in, what, 50s and 60s, correct, mm-hmm. Doug?
Yeah. And
how much baseball means to St. Louis in comparison to Atlanta. Yes, Atlanta's a thriving and growing city. I mean, on a completely different trajectory than St. Louis over the last few decades. But baseball's importance to St. Louis is much greater than Atlanta's.
Yeah.
Or baseball's importance to Atlanta's.
Well, I'm sure he'll love working with Brad Thompson, mm-hmm. one of the nicest guys that you'd ever meet. Funny guy, great analyst. I don't know if that's a factor. But you never know what kind of personnel problems or issues someone has in some other city that makes him eager to move. I'm just surprised that he would do it. I think the Cardinals came out smelling like a rose, as well as they could in the situation anyway.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I can't imagine who they would hire that would have gone over better with the fans.
Your thoughts on Chip Carey getting the job, 314-881-TMA5, 314-881-TMA5. A vanilla move by the Cardinals, in my opinion. Can't even sign a targeted announcer. I'm sure DeWallet refused to give him free parking, and that dropped the whole deal. That's from the Butch of Arnold, first of his name.
Mm.
Who's a targeted broadcaster?
Well, maybe they look at Goldsmith as a targeted broadcaster.
All right. Well, he didn't want it.
Yeah.
So they went with another guy who's been doing it for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, guys, Aaron Goldsmith took one look at a bunch of Husky B-fibs wobbling around the right field terrace on his Zoom interview with Bowtie and decided to stay in Seattle
for
his cholesterol's benefit. That's from Big Tough. In the report I've read.
No, they have high cholesterol in Seattle, too.
Well, it's plain and clear. Seattle's a better city, and the Mariners are a better team. Which, true. And I love St. Louis, and I love the Cardinal, but come on.
Yeah.
I mean, Seattle is one of the most booming cities. It's like the Nashville of the Pacific Northwest. The place is just booming every day.
Mm-hmm.
The Mariners are just young studs at every position.
But they've sucked for a long time.
Oh, they have. No, I get it. I'm talking as of right now, not in the past 10 years. I get that. But it's just a more exciting club and a really growing, fast-paced, cool area. I don't blame them one bit.
10 years is forever to be in another town. I mean, you start to feel like You're more of a Seattle guy than
this
St.
Louis
guy.
This is my 10th year or 11th year in St. Louis, and this is much more my hometown than Canton.
That happens. Was.
Now, just a guess, but I think if Chip Carey would have went to the Braves and said, look, they're offering me this, and we'll give you 5 years, he'd have probably stayed. But if he's a lame duck announcer and his contract's up after this year and they don't want to go any further than that, well, you do what you got to do. But I think if the Braves would have came back and said, we want you here 5 years, and I think he'd have probably said yes.
Yeah, well, you never know. Never know.
Guys, I've always enjoyed Chip Carey, even dating back to his Cubs days on WGN. I think he'll be a great fit. That's from the 618.
Yeah, he's terrific.
Yeah, I think he's rock solid. But I also, from my standpoint, personally, at this point in 2023, I can't really tell much of a difference from one to the other. That's the way that the teams want it, and that's the way that I think the league wants it. I think perhaps in some markets where you have baseball that's more on the periphery of the region's interest level, you may have more freedom to be more creative. But for the most part, I don't really hear much of a difference.
Yeah.
That's my...
I'm sure they'd rather play it safe, be cautious. They don't want someone who might say something politically incorrect or something to get them fired or bring unwanted attention to them. To a club, you know, like the Tom Brenneman thing. If you get too much personality, I guess you risk that in this day and age. You want someone who plays it right down the middle. Someone you can trust and been around a while. And that's what they got. I don't think anyone listens to Chip Carey and says, gosh, he's horrible. I can't take it. No one will say that. He'll be very good. And I think within a month or two, we'll say, oh, yeah, this is a comfortable fit.
It is funny, though, and I think Chip Carey is a great hire, but it's so St. Louis Cardinals that the guy they wanted doesn't want to come here. It's like every free agent they've ever wanted to sign has said, you know, St. Louis, much appreciated, but I'm going to stay where
Is it possible that Chip Carey was their first choice and Goldsmith trying to save face said, no, I'm going to withdraw?
Could have been. I would be surprised. Goldsmith is younger, has... You know, more of the exciting calls. I'm not sure really what they were looking for, but I'd say he has more in the tank, I guess, if you're looking for extremely long term.
I guess if Goldsmith wanted to smooth things over with his employers with the Mariners and found out that Chip Carey was going to get the job, he might say, you know what? I don't want the St. Louis job. I'm withdrawing. I love it here too much. You don't know.
Yeah. Oh, no. I get it. I have no idea who their first choice was.
There was a guy on Facebook yesterday. I responded to him. It wasn't the fan page. It was Facebook.
This is to be a show.
But he was
this is what Pepper and Jeannie could be.
He was critiquing the hire.
Your interactions on Facebook.
And I open up a DMs.
He was critiquing the hire, and he goes, terrible hire. They need to hire someone that's going to be around for 40 years. This guy's 59 years old. And then he named, what about Ramsey, Charlie Slows?
Charlie Slows, who's that?
That guy sounds 80.
He's in Washington with Bob Carpenter. You mentioned Bob Carpenter. What about those guys? I said, dude, those guys are mid-60s, and Bob Carpenter's almost 70.
He was saying they want someone who'll be around 40 years?
And
that's asking a little much.
I said, who was the last TV broadcast for the Cardinals that had been there for 40 years?
Nobody.
And when he responded, Mike Shannon, I said, I can't respond anymore to this. And then he blocked me.
I mean, Scully. I mean, you got Euchre. Those guys calling till their 80s, even if carrying their 30 yeah. years. Is that okay? 20 years? I think that's fine.
It seems like a lot of the really old timers have been on radio for the most part. Like Euchre. I think he does the radio.
Yeah. No, it's true. I meant that job in general, TV or radio. I mean, that's something. It doesn't matter if you're 50 or 60. If you have the, you know, the quick wit.
Yeah. Vin Scully, I think, was on radio and TV both, I think.
And he started at 22 or whatever?
Yeah, 19. He was 12, I think, when he first did the Brooklyn Dodgers.
Well, back in the day.
What a career, man. Like, that is really wild.
Mm-hmm.
Back in the day, I think a lot of those guys would do innings in the radio and then go to the TV, and the TV would go to the radio. And I'm pretty sure Don Sutton with Atlanta did that, that he would do a couple innings on the radio, then he'd switch over to the TV booth. So they weren't hiring two different crews. You just had guys going back and forth.
I think McLaughlin probably did Cardinal games on TV longer than anyone else in history. I don't think anyone's even close.
Probably so. I would agree with you.
Jack Buck
25
was, you know,
years.
Predominantly radio, obviously, but he would pop in and do a few innings back in the day.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right.
But back then, you only had like 10 games on the
That's another
TV.
Element. You're right.
I and I think Chris Kerber's got the record for the Blues now on the radio. Because he's been there like 20-some-odd years.
It says a lot that this savvy, educated fan base that have enough attention to detail on their helmet nachos, they'll make it known if they feel shorted on nacho cheese and sour cream, all got hoodwinked by a phony Chip Carey Twitter account. That's from Carlos Spicewiener, who might be going into the Hall of Fame. Mm. I think he will.
I would think so, at least by the Veterans Committee, after his emailing days are over. When he's too old to write a good email. The Veterans Committee will take a look at it.
Hey, guys, can KG and O-Town at least get the daily bit of an old man's musing on random Facebook interaction sponsored if we're going to be force-fed it five times a week? Thanks. That's from Big Tuft.
Well, I was just giving you an idea of what people were saying about Chip Carey and how this guy made no sense, so I thought I'd throw that out there.
Derek Gould reported that Goldsmith said that the drag racing in downtown Seattle is better than St. Louis, and that's why he turned them down. Dogtown Astrovan. Is that right?
I don't think there's any town downtown area that has better drag racing than we do.
I
can't imagine it. The fact that we even have to talk about it is pretty incredible.
God. What area has it? Is it
Wash U, baby.
A street they just kind of walk off and...
Well, they go right down Broadway.
It's Broadway. Yeah. Wash Ave. Is it really on Washington Avenue?
No, I meant just when I worked in the landing and went that way to get back... you would see them getting ready at like 5:30, like, and that's why they put those barricades on each, like, to make it a one or two lane highway or two lane road there, going from the dome. Because
instead of barricades, why don't they go and arrest the people?
Oh, yeah.
Say you're not going to do this. That you were going 70 miles an hour in a 30. Sorry.
Why? All they'll do is tell them to go home to their mom and dad.
Yeah, I know. That's the whole.
Well,
process.
I am very
so
much so
up.
Anti. Police chases and very much so residential areas. Don't know if statistically that's the best thing. And I'm not saying
well, you can't just let them get away with it.
That's why you do a little bit of police work. You know, you license plate, you know, you look at security footage. I don't know. It just That's just me.
You remember Washington Avenue was the red light district in St. Louis?
I don't.
Really?
Well, I didn't go do a lot of shopping down there.
Washington Avenue is where all the hookers would.
Really?
Is that right?
Yeah.
How long ago was this?
Probably 40 years ago, maybe. 35.
Huh.
I think I was in my mid-20s. We'd always go by there, and you'd just see them all strolling Wash Avenue.
Yeah. When I was that age, the Landing was a big spot to go to. But I never went to Washington Avenue.
There weren't a lot of hookers down there.
Well, I wasn't looking for hookers.
Well, that's what I was talking about.
Probably because of the breeze.
If you're looking for hookers, you can let us know where to find them. 314-881-TMA5. A lot of people unhappy with the Plowhawks Seattle take.
Mm.
Can Plowsy expound on his comparison of Seattle being an up-and-coming Nashville? That's from James Velez Mitchell. Yes, that's correct. And then, let's see, there was another one.
Well, it's becoming more of a transient city. I think a lot of people like the Pacific Northwest.
Mm-hmm.
And if you've ever been there, I've never been there.
Yeah, that's what one of these people wanted to know. If you had been there, says it's a dump.
It is not a dump. Well, in recent years, it's come under a lot of trouble. I was there in 2018. It was gorgeous, booming, beautiful city. All kinds of stuff going on, all kinds of things to do, right on the water. Everything looked brand new, but the homeless problem was just starting. They were just starting to poop on the streets and sleep all over the place. And then, you know, they Antifa people came and wreaked havoc on it for a while, the downtown area.
Yeah, just in general, it is or was a very much so growing city. I like that Pacific Northwest area. I think I would like to live there more so than...
Yeah.
You know, Midwest there certainly has its positive. I love St. Louis. I'm just saying if a guy's been there 10 years, I mean, he's more so now a Seattle, whatever they call him, more so than a St. Louisan.
Seattleite.
Is that what it is? Seattleite?
Is that really what it is?
That's nice.
I think it's a Seattlean. I think Seattle.
That's a tough one.
Home of Microsoft.
It's expensive.
It's a beautiful city. When I was there, it was really beautiful. I don't know how much they could have trashed it in the last 5 years, but in 2018, it was really a neat place.
Well, St. Louis is molasses, so I know the St. Louis and how they grow in terms of...
We don't stack up real well against any or very many major cities anymore.
Right. What do you mean?
In terms of what's going on, the direction we're headed, the crime...
But I love it. It's a perfect city for me. Like, size-wise, a lot to do. People are really nice, down-to-earth, you know, very much so my style of city.
Look, I'll put our crime up against anybody.
Well, New Orleans beat us out on the murder front. I think if you set out to try to ruin a city, you couldn't do it any more effectively than our current politicians are doing.
Mm-hmm.
Let the criminals rule. Don't charge them. Release them.
Lose
defund
money
the police.
That you get.
Yeah, if you wanted to chase residents out, if you wanted businesses to leave the city, if you want restaurants to leave, if you want people to be afraid to go downtown, you've done it. Congratulations, you got just what you tried to do. Apparently,
but you got that ballpark village. I don't know if it's a bubble necessarily, but I mean, it feels like you're not downtown. I'm not saying I love going to Ballpark Village, but I think it's a great asset to a city that is losing a lot of local bars and restaurants. I think that's a place you can kind of gather with the public. There's
what would be left if it weren't for Ballpark Village?
Well, there'd be nothing. That's why I'm bringing it up. I mean, it's kind of just like the Mecca now. Love it or hate it. There are positives and negatives to it, but at least that is a place you can go. And
I give all kinds of credit to the people trying their darndest to save it. The Taylors building the soccer stadium and the DeWitts building up Ballpark Village. I mean, they're doing what they can. City Foundry, they redid that. The Armory. And now they're breaking into cars so fast that people don't want to go down there. They got them at the Fox last night or the night before. Dozens of cars broken into. City Foundry, the Armory. They're all just getting broken into, and they just let them go.
I was
you're 15, okay. Go away now.
I was at Maggie O's a week and a half ago, 2 weeks ago, downtown location. By the way, it's absolutely stunning in there. Like, what Eddie did was unbelievable. But, like, you got to give credit to Eddie. I mean, that area wasn't the best before the soccer stadium. He, you know, wanted to stay in the city. And I think, you know, what great resources he has now with the soccer stadium right next to it. But
yeah, I hope it works well. I wish him the best. It does look like a great place.
But you
got to get the problem solved of people breaking into cars. Who's going to want to go down there? You want to go down and deal the next 4 hours with your car that got broken into, knowing that if they catch the person, nothing's going to happen to him anyway?
I'll leave mine with no possessions in it and unlocked.
Crime pays in St. Louis. It pays.
Yeah.
They get your stuff and nothing happens to them.
A broken window in your car is like a, it's that gray area honey hole to where it's just enough to where you're basically just paying your deductible and insurance isn't paying any of it. I've done that like in college, like after my second window being broken, I had to pay like $480 out of pocket. I'm like, I'm done with this.
Oh, yeah.
I slept my car unlocked. And
how many times are you going to have that happen before you say, well, I'm not going down there anymore?
Oh, it's true. Yeah. I mean, I live there, so a little bit more. Not downtown, but in the city.
No. It's really sad because it wasn't like that just a few years ago. It wasn't.
I don't know. Central West End was kind of, that was like the mecca of car break-ins. When we were at Pershing, you know, at 920, I think that was like when it started to really kick into overdrive.
That's very sad.
Love my city.
Yeah.
It ain't Seattle.
No, it isn't. If you went to both places, you'd say, well, this one's really thriving, and oh, this one looks like it's in trouble.
Guys, can Doug expound on why he thinks St. Louis is going down the crapper? Guess he hasn't been to the updated smoking section near the slot machines at Lumiere. It's from South City Otis. Have you not had a chance?
That's one place that I haven't been to, the smoking section at Lumiere. I have not.
But if you look at it, the positive, the Foundry, the Putt Shack, I mean, what's that out there in Chesterfield, that area? Kind of like a concert venue right next to
Music Factory.
Yeah.
Factory.
The Factory. I mean, that's
CNC Music Factory.
Oh, that's a whole different story than downtown.
Well, I mean, just...
Yeah, as a area in the suburbs and St. Charles County, it's thriving.
But
yeah.
I brought up the Foundry and Putt Shack as well, and that's...
What's Putt Shack?
It's a part of the Foundry. It's like a mini golf course.
Mini golf kind of bar thing. It's pretty cool. Like it. You got the market there.
Stole my idea.
Good morning. Flew in last night after 5 days in Tampa, and as we came into land, and as I wake up today, I realize what a lost cause this city is in and why the hell anyone would want to come here. We are a generation behind and falling fast. That's from the 314.
Yeah. True.
It's guys, true. If we had a Rascal Flatts bar downtown, then the city would rise to a destination hotspot. That's from the Butch of Arnold, first of his name.
It wouldn't hurt. Wouldn't hurt.
I lived in the city for years, but left when I had to buy a home, and the hood houses in the city were just too expensive. I moved to the, probably the good houses in the city were just too expensive. I moved to the county with reservations, but it was the best decision I've ever made. I don't miss living in the city at all. That's from Wolf Boy.
Yeah. Well, just the other night, you know, at the City Foundry, where I guess where this Putt Shack is and where everything else is City Foundry, they had people shooting at the police.
Yeah, I remember
shooting
that story.
At them.
I know.
And they got them back. They arrested them, and then they're just let go. The first step maybe needs to be lower the age of when you can throw someone in jail. Someone who's 15 years old knows every bit of what he's doing. His bullet can kill a policeman just like someone who's 18.
I don't disagree.
If you start shooting at police at 15, you need to go to jail for attempted murder and spend about 20 years in jail, and maybe it'll stop some of this. Who's going to want to go down there now? Oh, they're shooting at the police? What are they going to do to me? Why would I go down there? And if I have my car broken in, the police aren't even going to respond to you because it happens so frequently. You call them, they're not even going to come and look at it. They'll say, sorry.
Oh, I've had my car stolen, and we did the police report over the phone.
Yeah. Well, there's not enough of them anymore to take care of you. And they can't recruit because why would you want to become a policeman in the city? You're considered the problem. Maybe the social workers can take care of it all. See how that works out.
I like it here. Some people just need to pleasure themselves more so they aren't so tense all the time. That's Juan from PP Corp.
Yeah.
Well, the fact that they've already lost the Rams money and we'll never see any infrastructure from them.
What do you mean lost the Rams money?
Well, didn't they know... Wasn't there a situation where they didn't know what account it was in at one point in time?
Yeah. We got
so
three,
maybe not locked it, but misplaced
they,
it for
they,
a period
They left
of time.
Money on the table by not placing it in an account that would have bore a return.
We got three aldermen in jail now. Systemic corruption. I mean, what hope do you have that this is going to turn around? What's going to turn it around? I think unfortunately, I think it might be past the point of no return.
Battlehawks.
I can't imagine what it's going to take to get it turned around, short of somebody coming in and doing what Rudy Giuliani did in New York, is just start putting people in jail for 50 years at a time so they stop. I don't know what else would do it. Because if people feel unsafe to go down there, they just won't go down there. There's plenty to do out here. You can get to a Cardinal game and a Blues game and hustle right back on the highway and probably be okay. But beyond that, good luck to you. It's really stunning how fast it's falling apart.
Just come to Crestwood where the Deerbergs is new and the dads are cute. That's from the Crestwood Coyote.
Yeah, yeah. The Deerberg's not done yet, though.
Where's it going? Where Crestwood Mall is?
Yep.
Crestwood Plaza. Crestwood Plaza. Aubrey Plaza. Audrey
where
Plaza.
The big stores are.
Nobody is mentioning the gently used Sibian market in St. Louis, which is an early microeconomic indicator of progress, and it's booming, much like the new rib detachment that peppers my gerbil.
Oh.
You guys didn't bring that up.
No. That's round two of the argument, I guess.
Yeah, that's a little controversial.
That's a real deep dive.
Can we stop the wrong version of the Foundry story? The teens who were arrested were not shooting. The shooter was in the car and got away. The teens were taken in for gun possession. That's from Hyman the Roth.
So who was doing the shooting then?
Hyman the Roth, call in 636-900-4TMA.
It's still
Steve
shooting.
Kia North County phone lines.
The cops were peppered. They had these kids out the window shooting. So how are you arrested for gun possession, but they didn't shoot? They had guns on them, so they weren't shooting them, though. They were just holding them.
Yeah, and it was someone else shooting, somebody so don't worry, shooting. Yeah.
Well, if they have a full clip and there's no bullets out of the gun, then there it is.
I doubt that because there were, I don't know how many bullets fired, and they said these guys had guns that were modified to hold a full mag. So they were emptied. Yeah, and the police report said they were let go because you couldn't hold a 15-year-old.
Yeah, that needs to change.
So sent them home to mom and dad.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, they did such a good job of raising them, as you can tell. Let's send them back.
Yeah, they need to lower the age of when you can throw someone in jail.
Yeah, I mean, if you're old enough to shoot at a cop and try to kill somebody, well, you're old enough to go to jail.
You're blaming the city for a law that's been in place in a lot of other cities as well, so it's not like it was an 18-year-old that they could have charged but didn't. It's out of their hands. They can't legally arrest a 15-year-old and throw him in jail.
Well, they can't now, but they need to change that.
Well, I know, but that is what's wrong with the city. But the current administration right now, as bad as they are, it's out of their control. That's what they had to do. That's by the book what they had to do.
Well, Kim Gardner's control to start charging people instead of acting like an activist and a defense attorney. She could play the role of prosecutor, which she was voted in for, and actually do something to some of these people causing the mayhem.
That's another point, and you have a point there. I agree.
So that's what leads me to believe this is what they want. This is the bed that they've made, and this must be what they want. Drive everybody out of the city. Because if you were trying to do it, this is exactly the game plan you would follow to do it.
I don't know. I think people who don't live here think downtown and St. Louis City are one and the same. They are certainly not.
Well, it's a big
city. I sleep
city.
Very sound and comfortably every night. I have no issue. And I am 8 minutes from downtown.
Ew.
So make sure you just talk about downtown, because St. Louis City as a whole, my street is well patrolled right there off Kings Highway.
Yeah, your street might be, but there's a whole half of the city is a virtual no-go zone. The crime is so outrageous. Half of it.
Your thoughts are welcome. 314-881-TMA5. Larry Nichols with us for the WWE Recap. Morning, Larry.
Larry?
He should be.
Hey,
there.
Doug.
Oh, hello, Larry. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Okay.
Larry, what happened on the presentation last night?
We had to be in the 30th anniversary of Monday Night Raw.
Doug, can you believe the 30th anniversary?
No. 30 years, I guess. I've missed it. Well, I'm sure it was quite a presentation last night.
Yes, it was. Yeah, all the legends, including some that I interviewed, like Hulk Hogan, Jimmy Mathis Tell Hart, and Jay the King Lawler. And then they were supposed to be a steel cage match between Becky Lynch and Bayley, but Bayley's cohort, Io Sky and Dakota Kai, got into the cage before the match even started, and they all beat up Becky Lynch.
Oh, goodness.
So the match didn't take place.
No, Doug, that was something I know you were looking forward to.
Yeah. So what do they do now? Where were the referees? Well,
the referees were Well, most of the referees were outside the cage because back when they were doing steel cage matches, Doug, you can agree with me on this, the only way to win the steel cage match is either go over the top of the cage and hit the floor or go through the door.
Which seemed odd to me. Wouldn't you just run for the door right when it starts? Right when they ring the bell, run to the door and get out?
Some wrestlers usually try to go over the top of the cage without beating up on their opponent.
Because that's more dramatic. That's what the script called for.
Whoa.
What script?
The script that they use to determine what they're going to do in these matches.
I don't know what you're talking about. Anyway.
Okay.
There was also two title matches last night.
Two of them.
Yeah. One of which was for the Raw tag team titles, because I was thinking that they were going to split up the Undisputed tag titles. But that didn't happen because Jey Uso and Sami Zayn, who was into the match, replaced the injured Jimmy Uso, and they won the match. And that means they were still the Undisputed WWE Tag Team Champions.
Okay. Well, anything else happened that we need to know about?
Besides a no disqualification match for the United States Championship between Austin Theory and Lashley, and of course, toward the end of the match, Brock Lesnar comes out and F5 both competitors, but Brock Lesnar F5 Austin Theory on top of Bobby Lashley. The referee counted 1, 2, 3, and Austin Theory retained his United States Championship.
Hmm. There it is, Doug. He continues to be the United States Champion. Larry, what are the top 5 countries in the world?
Okay, number 5 will be Australia.
Nice.
Number 4, Mexico. Number 3, Jolly Old England. Number 2, Canada. Number 1, United States of America.
Oh, there it is.
All right.
Larry, God bless you. God bless you, United States of America.
Yeah, God bless America.
There he is.
All right, Nixie.
With us here on the Ryan Kelly Morning After. It is 8:12. We'll close out the Mug and Ask St. Louis Acura Alton Toyota 7 o'clock hour. Send your emails in for the Design Air Heating and Cooling email today, the morning after at InsideSTL.com. Design Air is online at DesignAirService.com. And with winter weather coming in, you run into problems, make sure you go to DesignAirService.com to tend to any furnace issues you may have. Iggy says it's going to be a dusting, Doug. I don't know. I saw KSDK report this morning, 4 to 8 inches.
That's a lot more than the dusting.
So we'll see.
He's the only one reporting the dusting.
This could be one of the biggest victories in Iggy's career. Yeah. Design Air Heating and Cooling is online at designairservice.com. Doug is a client. I am a client. And we would like you to become a client as well. They are the official HVAC provider of TMA and the Tim McKernan Show podcast. It's Design Air Heating and Cooling. Seth Goldkamp and his incredible staff at Design Air Heating and Cooling online at designairservice.com. We'll take a break. Come back with more of the Ryan Kelly Morning After from the Michelob Ultra Studios.